When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Cillian O'Sullivan is with me in the meantime. Cillian is a presenter and director who recently took to social media to share his experience of what happened when he was shopping in a shopping centre in North Dublin. Cillian, you're welcome to the show. So talk us through what happened.
Thank you. So firstly, Kieran, congratulations.
Well, thank you very much.
Listen, I am in the presence of greatness right now and I just want to acknowledge that.
Okay. Well, listen, duly acknowledged. Thank you.
I tell you what happened to me, right? I was doing a bit of Christmas shopping and I was in one particular shop and I spent a good couple of hundred quid in it. And at the till, with all my clothes piled up, I was then asked the question, which stopped me in my tracks, do you want a bag? And I kind of looked at the mountain of clothes and thought, well, like, I mean, at the very least, yeah. And then I was proceeded to be charged 15 cents for that paper bag. And I thought that was a bit rich. So I threw it up on my social media and, well, it has certainly grown legs anyway. There are reports of a certain shop charging 70 cents for a paper bag. Now, I know I sound like an old man here moaning, right? But it's not about the charging of the bag. Because basically, when the plastic bag levy came in, I got it, right? You know, they want to reduce the plastic waste and, you know, you'd like to think that government levy went towards some sort of a green initiative. But this paper bag charge, it's just ad hoc. Some stores do it, some stores don't. And I just don't know why. What's the idea behind it?
Yeah, so I don't know either. I would assume this started when we started charging for plastic bags. And then they've just kind of cottoned on to a business, did they? And did they think, hold on now, we can just charge for all the bags?
It seems like about 6 months ago, Zara were the first to start charging for paper bags and it stopped people in their tracks. And now other shops are doing it. And there's no government levy. There's no need to charge for a paper bag. And the whole idea of a paper bag, I thought, was it was more, you know, sustainably responsible than a plastic bag. But then aside from that, you're also, when you leave a shop with the bag branded, you're walking advertisement for that store. So now you're being charged. But I know I sound like an incredibly grumpy old man here. I just think it's a bit rich. I just think you're right. Shops have seen an opportunity to, as opposed to it costing them, to make these printed paper bags. They're now making a profit because I can tell you what, the amount that they're buying them in from probably Turkey or somewhere, whoever's making them at the moment, by the time they land in Ireland, they are far less than 15 cent cost. So they're actually now making money on these paper bags.
Now, maybe they would say, yeah, but hold on now, Cillian, we're doing this to try and discourage people from unnecessarily, you know, taking a bag. We're saving the planet. That's what we're doing. And you're giving out about us saving the planet.
I love this greenwashing that companies are doing. If you look at these companies, they're probably doing very little or nothing else to be green and sustainable. And this is just feels like an opportunity to take. And I know it's only 15 cents or whatever it is, but it's another 15 cents they're taking from the punter when the cost of a paper bag has been factored into the business model that they've been operating successfully for the last however many years. And it just feels a bit rich. There's one particular shop, I won't name names now, on Grafton Street. And somebody commented on my Instagram post that they'd spent over €1,000 at the till and were still charged 60 cents for a paper bag. that's a bit much.
So did you pay for the 15 cents? Did you pay for the bag?
No, I didn't. I bundled all the clothes into my arm. I went back to my car. And as it happens, I had reusable bags for life from another shop in my car and put the clothes in that. And I inadvertently became a walking advertisement for the competitors for the rest of the day.
I wonder, are we just going to get to a point where, you know, ideally, rarely, you forget to bring the reusable bags when you're grocery shopping. I still always forget them. So it means we've kind of got this mountain of reusable bags at home. I can't be the only one. But I wonder, we'll just end up doing that for all shopping. You know, if you're going to Zara, as you said, or if you're going to the Lego store on Grafton Street, or if you're going to JD Sports or wherever it happens to be, you're going to bring in your kind of your Lidl plastic reusable bag.
But that's the thing then. So for me as a marketeer, so my day job is I make TV commercials and I live in the world of marketing and all the time trying to get brand awareness and brand out there. And for years, the branded bag was the perfect way to freely advertise your store. You take a store like Sculpted on Grafton Street. They don't charge for their bags, whether you spend €20 or €200. Mm. But what you do get off the back of that is a bright pink bag walking down Grafton Street that's going to catch the eye. And I think that is worth far more than the cost on the customer of whatever it might be, 10, 15. I just think it's small thinking.
I wonder even the Zara bag, I mean, it is well known with the kind of the Zara kind of pushed into the corner, as it were. And Brown Thomas, that's a really well known, when you see a Brown Thomas, when someone's been shopping in Brown Thomas. And I guess it, like, no offense to the big supermarket, the grocery retailers and those multiples, but if you bought your kind of MAC makeup in Brown Thomas and you carried it home in a Tesco bag, it would have less impact, wouldn't it?
Maybe part of it is the experience. And one thing I will credit Brown Thomas with is they've actually invested in a more durable bag for life in the style of their traditional paper Brown Thomas bag. That I've no problem with. And I'm sure people will buy something in Brown Thomas with that bag and then continue to use that bag for their Zara purchases because it feels a bit more premium walking down the street. But I think Brown Thomas are onto something there, because you could have a €20 top from Zara in that bag. But if you're walking down Grafton Street, it's promoting Brown Thomas. Which it just feels like the shops that are cutting their nose off despite their face, thinking that they're saving a few bob on not giving out free branded bags.
Yeah.
I think they're losing and they're missing out on a really smart free marketing opportunity.
There's some great text coming in. Some not too sympathetic, Killian, now I have to say. Bag guy is an idiot. He has a bag for life and he leaves it in the car. listen, there but for the grace of God go I. Not a hope. The printed bag costs less than 15 cent. They're only recouping their cost. Foot Locker is selling secondhand bags. Kieran and Europe people are now bringing their own bags for clothes shopping as well. And here's a great suggestion. We need to go back in time, lads, and bring around those old school shopping bags on wheels. Yeah, bring back the trolleys.
But for me, Kieran, when I shop, I'll often walk into a shop with little or no intention of buying anything. And I find something I like and I'll pick it up. Whereas when I'm going to a grocery store, I'm not going into Super Value on the off chance I'm buying mince meat.
Yeah, I'm just going to go for a wander around Super Value here and see if anything tickles my fancy.
The reduced clear aisle. So the idea of just, you're shopping on a whim, that's lost if I have to then consider bringing Bags for Life into the shops. And it kind of, for me, loses that kind of experience of just browsing and picking up bits that you didn't even think you'd pick up.
Killian, listen, always a pleasure. Thanks a million for chatting to us. Happy Christmas. Killian O'Sullivan, yeah, presenter and director.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.